ABC Radio Australia.
Well, in Fiji, three new positive COVID-19 cases have been recorded as of Sunday. They are all linked to a man who tested positive in Lautoka last Friday. The country currently has 38 active cases, with five being investigated to determine the source of transmission. Joining me to chat about the latest on COVID-19 is Save the Children's Fiji Chief Executive Shairana Ali Bula. And good morning, Shairana.
Bula Vinaka, and good morning.
Well, Shairana, what is the current COVID-19 situation on the ground?
At the moment, the situation is getting very serious. As you know, we recorded in over a year, we recorded a community transmission of cases not too long ago, 2 weeks ago. And the cases have been increasing, as you mentioned. We had three new cases recorded yesterday from existing clusters in the communities. And currently we have lockdown in major cities, including Suva, the Western Division, and parts of Rekereki. So at the moment, the spread is limited to the main island of Vitilevu. We don't have cases recorded outside of Vitilevu, but that's because the Ministry of Health acted quite swiftly to contain the virus. Overall, this has meant that non-essential services are not open throughout the country, and that also means that there is a lot of people at the moment that are struggling to provide food and other essentials to their families.
So how is the feeling then on the ground?
I guess everyone is, mostly people are complying with instructions from the Ministry of Health. However, there is a lot of, frustration, I would say. And also, people are just worried, generally worried about how they will provide for their families because they're not able to work at the moment. And also, there is a lot of call that we are receiving from people who are in need of assistance with their basic needs.
Mm. And in terms of the fact that five of the cases that are being investigated to determine that source of transmission, and most of them are linked to that positive case in Lautoka, what is the update there from Lautoka?
So the main hospital, one of the divisional hospitals, Lautoka, which happens to be the second largest hospital, is under lockdown. There were a couple of doctors who tested positive and a nurse as well. And the ministry is currently investigating how they contracted the virus. So it seems at the moment Lautoka is a hotspot. There are cases being recorded from the community every other day. So the ministry is doing its best to contain the spread in Lautoka. And also we do know that there are probably people, there is intense screening and testing and swabbing in high-risk areas at the moment. And so what we do know from the ministry is that there are likely more people out there who have the virus.
Mm. Well, what work are you and Save the Children team doing on the ground around Fiji?
At the moment, we are all working from home as per the government's instructions, so it has been quite challenging reaching our communities with information and also assistance. We did have an existing project whereby we were providing cash assistance to families affected by COVID-19 before this particular transmission occurred. And so we are continuing with that program, and we are providing assistance, cash assistance to families, particularly families who have children with special needs at the moment.
And you were just saying a little bit just earlier with the lockdowns and things like that, people were getting really concerned about access to food and things like that. So is that an area that you're also offering support in?
Yes, absolutely. So we are hoping that the assistance that we are providing in the form of cash would actually help these families to meet some of their immediate needs. The government has also rolled out a cash assistance program, and they are they have rolled it out in Nandi, Lautoka, and they started providing assistance in the Central Division yesterday. And so it's a minimum funding of $90 per household, 90 Fijian dollars per household, a one-off payment that they are providing at the moment.
You're listening to Pacific Beat with me, Inga Stunzner, and my guest this morning is the CEO of Save the Children Fiji, Shairana Ali. Shairana, there are some NGO organisations that are criticising the government's response to the COVID-19 pandemic, just in terms of helping families and providing adequate assistance. And what is your take on this?
Well, I believe that the Ministry of Health has, acted swiftly with the support of international and local partners, including Save the Children Fiji, to contain the virus. And they do have their immediate priority is to ensure that they're able to contain the virus. Otherwise, you know, if there is widespread in the communities, we are looking at, and already, a weak healthcare system that might not be able to cater for really a lot of cases popping up. So, and also, we do know that there has been budget support assistance from the Australian government directly to Fiji. So that is something that needs to be planned out, and the citizens in Fiji need to be provided details about how that money would be going towards helping, tackle the issue that we are currently facing at the moment.
Well, there have also been call-outs over social media from families who are struggling to feed themselves and calling for help. So how many people have reached out to your organisation for this assistance?
We don't have a definite number at the moment, but we are getting calls, and we are also getting messages on our social media pages. So I would say on average we get about 20 to 30 requests every day at the moment.
And schools have been closed for some time now. They're set to reopen on the 24th of May. What's been the impact of those closures on the children?
The schools don't open till the 24th, and that may not be the case. So children are at home, and that does affect, they have had an extended holiday at this point. And, if they are not able to return to schools in time, it will affect their learning, obviously. And also the fact that, parents are juggling multiple responsibilities. So they are looking after their children at home, but also trying to provide for them at the moment. So that in itself has been quite challenging on children as well. And also we have noticed that children have been affected because they have been asking questions. What is going on? Why are we being kept at home? Why can't we play with our neighbors' children? So those kind of questions which the younger children are not able to understand. So it's been challenging for parents as well to explain it to their children.
Yep, certainly a tough time. Well, Shairana, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Vinaka.
Thank you. That was Save the Children Fiji's Chief Executive Shairana Ali there. Well, students at the University of the South Pacific in Fiji will resume classes today for the first time since a COVID-19 outbreak forced parts of the country into lockdown. For some students, the resumption will be a step towards normalcy after several anxiety-filled weeks. But as Evan Wasuka reports, those classes won't be face-to-face, and now there are concerns that not everyone will have the computers and internet access they need to do their coursework.
The University of the South Pacific is the region's premier tertiary institution, and for most of the year, its main campus in Suva is a hive of activity, with students from 12 Pacific Island countries studying there. But 2 weeks ago, Suva, along with Latoka and Nandi, was placed in a lockdown, and although some restrictions have since eased, movement is still limited within containment zones. Solomon Islander Dale Pana, who's in his final year of an education degree, says he's made the most of the lockdown and restrictions.
For me, I just enjoy sleeping. Yeah, staying in the halls. Some, it's good for them to, they take the time to complete the assignments, reading and so forth. As well as from the lockdown, some of the dates has been extended.
But he acknowledges there is some anxiety about the growing COVID-19 cases in Fiji.
It's scary now, for us, Solomon. I've been talking to some of the Solomon One talks, and yeah, that's our main concern. We are worried now. Since the case, the latest one I heard is from a couple in Raiwanga. So that's pretty close to us. The Solomon One talks, married ones especially, like they are worried. Yeah, they say we need to go back now. The sooner the better, if things get worse.
Mr. Pana says the students have relied on each other to cope with their anxiety.
Go around to hide the fear. Just go around and, just inside, tell stories and to kill the time. It's making fun, joking, and just to sort of like forget the thing for some time. And then when you go back ready to sleep, then the thing creeps in again.
Anit Kumar from the University Student Association says the lockdown has been hard for Pacific students, whose own countries are mostly COVID-19 free. He says an online survey covering both regional and Fijian students has identified a need for online counselling.
We notified the management of the university that counselling services need to be up and running. So they have already made arrangements for online counselling services, which most of the students have indicated that they need, including peer mentoring services, which will fully go online now. And the other thing was with the assignment and assessment deadlines to be extended after the lockdown period. So we are very grateful that university management took that decision and all assignment deadlines were extended.
For those living on campus, the Student Association has been providing food vouchers to be used at the university's supermarket. Anit Kumar says those vouchers have helped students cope with the added stress of the lockdown. But with big changes to the delivery of classes when they resume today, governance and politics lecturer Dr. Gordon Nanau says it's likely there will be more challenge ahead for many students and staff too.
USP courses will go online 100%. That means there won't be any more face-to-face classes. We will be offering our courses online via online platform. Problem would be accessibility, computers and laptops and things like that for them to use for the duration of the semester. So the other thing is to do with internet, the network that we have access to, because over the past few weeks, we've had a few problems with internet access. So that may also be a problem for both lecturers and students.
Dr. Nanau says the shift online has been a gradual one and something they've been preparing for at USP. And while there may be some teething problems, Anit Kumar from the Student Association believes they can be overcome.
About the issue with some of our students not having access at all to any of the computers, we are still working on that, and I'm sure we can come up with some innovative ways to help the students to ensure that they continue their learning and teaching as normal.